This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm sure it's kind of been this way forever, but this does seem to be an era of rampant self-promotion, of personal brand building, and who has the most Twitter followers and who gets the most responses on a Google search. But there is a way to get ahead by doing just the opposite, keeping your nose to the grindstone, doing your job, and just waiting for people to notice. Sally Herships has that story.
If you are a celebrity, an athlete, a Greek god, odds are you've had a product named after you, like cologne. What is that? Does that say Zeus?
That says Zeus, yeah. That's all about me, actually.
Me is David Apel. He's a senior perfumer with Symrise, a fragrance company in New York. We're at his desk, which is covered with tiny glass vials of sample perfumes.
Now, Zeus is very ultra-masculine, very, rich, rugged, sort of king of the hill of fragrance. So.
I see something on here that says Love Mist.
Love Mist, yes. Not my name.
And none of these fragrances will be named after Apel. He says he doesn't need public recognition. Perfume is invisible, and he feels good when he smells one of his fragrances on someone. Besides, he says, when he began his career, he got a lot of satisfaction from being the go-to guy at his company, someone his colleagues could rely on.
So I still like that kind of behind-the-scenes role, being invisible.
Invisibles is the name of a new book by author Dave Zweig. It's about workers like Apel.
Well, invisibles are people who are highly skilled professionals whose work is critical to whatever endeavor they're a part of, but who go largely unnoticed by the public.
The anesthesiologist instead of the surgeon, the industrial engineer instead of the architect. Zweig says he got the idea when he was working as a fact checker at Condé Nast. He says the better he did his job, the more he disappeared.
When's the last time you've read a great magazine article and thought to yourself, man, that was fact checked beautifully? Never.
Today, says Zweig, we tend to equate power with attention, but often the people with real power are in the background. Invisible workers are often the most successful, but they view themselves as part of a team. Zweig says, although today's culture is focused on self-promotion, instead, we should focus more on our work and less on tweeting about it.
You know, one of the people I interviewed in the book had this really great line where he said, having a lot of followers doesn't get you good work. Doing good work gets you a lot of followers.
Zweig says this isn't about being meek and hiding in a corner. After all, there are times when promotion is necessary, like talking about your new book on the radio. It's just that we should focus on our work more, like invisibles. Zweig says they're meticulous, they savor responsibility, and they're ambivalent about recognition. Robert Bontempo teaches leadership at Columbia Business School. He says the name invisibles might be new, but the group isn't.
There's a very clear science that shows these are just stable individual differences. These are just different types of people.
Different types of people, says Bontempo, self-select into different types of careers.
Extroverted, life of the party types become marketers. They don't go into the lab. Detail-oriented people with strict attention to detail become accountants. They don't like self-promoting sales positions. It's just sort of human nature.
Both Zweig and Bontempo agree. You do have to promote yourself. It's just not clear how much. History, says Bontempo, is full of brilliant, hardworking people who did great work and are lost to history. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.